and on the line now I have Philippa Donnellan, and she's with Cushkeam Dance Theatre. Good afternoon, Philippa, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Bright sunny day.
It is. I just had a quick look out there just after 12 and it's the chill has gone away. It's quite a bit, the frost rather, but it's still a bit chilly, but it's beautiful sun out there.
It is, yeah.
Okay,
great to see it.
Give us a little bit of background to the dance theatre.
Okay, well, we're a professional dance company and we're based in the centre of Dublin on Sackville Place, just beside Cleary's, or what is, or what was Cleary's. Anyway, we're right there in the centre of town and we run dance classes in the evenings for adults, and we run a kind of range of programme, a wide dance program for all ages, and we run classes for older people as well, age 50 plus and so on. So,
okay, and tell me about Broadchurch, because this is only in the past 10 years.
Yeah, the program that I run is actually called Broadreach, and it's designed to give people who are not professional dancers a chance to come in and dance and to take part in different kinds of dance projects, exercise classes, training courses, workshops. So we do a whole range of different activities and performances, and as I say, we work with people of all ages, so it's it gives people an opportunity to try and find out and more about it, and
now the name Cushkeam comes from the word Irish word for footstep, and it was founded in 1995. Now if you're an adult human being, you'd be big 24 celebrations this year.
Yeah, that's right. we're definitely celebrating. So we've been doing shows for a number of years. The artistic director David Bulger, he's created I can't remember how many shows, but they've toured nationally and internationally. And we're setting on to a whole new program this year, especially with the centenary coming up. So in 2016, it's going to be a busy year. We're going to have classes, as I say, we're going to have performances, and we're going to have lots of opportunity for people to come and dance.
Okay, and give us an example of some of the shows that have been put on, just two or three.
Well, the last show we did was for children, and that was called The Wolf and Peter, and it was based on the famous story, Peter and the Wolf, lovely music by Prokofiev, and we toured to different art centres, and that was for children aged 6 to, it was actually a family show. I mean, you could bring your mum and dad, and they loved it as well, but we toured all over Ireland, and it was just great, and lots of children came to see it, and they loved it, and that's our last show. And before that, we did David directed a show called Agnes, and that was based on, it was like a kind of contemporary dance, we're a contemporary dance company, and that was based on Agnes Bernell, who's a well-known singer in Dublin in the 60s and 70s and earlier, and so the show was based on her life and her singing.
And just looking through some of the leaflets that they have, I mean, you cover the whole gamut of dance, from ballet right through to contemporary as well. Do people come to with any preconceived ideas, maybe when they come for information, thinking it's one thing, and then when they find it, what it is, they're sort of, to use modern expression, they're blown away by it?
They often ask, what's contemporary dance? And we have two classes, evening classes for beginners here, and they're starting next week. And when intermediate level, and they say, well, what is contemporary dance? And it's quite hard to explain, but it's a really exciting style of dance because it's very expressive, and you use your whole body, and you really get moving. You get to really exercise fully. It's quite aerobic and energetic. So it's definitely for maybe I don't know, people who are into the fitness and so on. But it's more than just, you know, just an aerobic class. It's much more creative and expressive. And we've got a great teacher starting who's going to be teaching with us this term. She teaches with us on a regular basis, Emma O'Kane. She's a fantastic dancer, dances with the company. So she's leading one of the classes with us next week. So.
Yeah, I was just thinking there, Philippa, that you're mentioning all the exercise and all the benefits of it is wonderful. That, I mean, it's therapeutic as well. And another thing I was reading there is that people come forward, maybe they have an innate talent they didn't even realise, and that's allowed to evolve as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we do within the class program, and this is for non-professionals, but also some people who are professionals come along, is we do something called the choreography project, and that gives people an opportunity to learn and work with a professional choreographer and create work and perform. And I think creating choreography and performance is a big part of our work. So, you know, we do performances with people of all ages. We have a big program for people aged 50 plus, which includes choreography, performances, classes. And so, yeah, it's much more than just your exercise. Mm. And I think that's what kind of makes us, I suppose, a bit different from, you know, a lot of other exercises, exercise classes that are going on.
Yeah, and I always I always say myself, no matter what it is, getting people together, integrating and talking, as well as doing something they enjoy, is always a plus in any case. Well, you've mentioned it there, and I'm going to ask for your website when we're finished, but time is marching on for people to enter the class, because it starts on January the 19th. So what should people do if they want to book for any of your classes, and how long do they run for?
They run throughout the year. The classes, they start, as I say, we run on a term-by-term basis, so that you can just drop in and you can try a class if you want, so you can pay a drop-in rate. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper if you sign up for the whole term, of course. And so we're running classes right up into the summer, and sometimes we also run classes over the summer as well. So throughout the year, you can come and dance here at Cwsg Haim. I think that one of the things you can do is you can go online to our website, www.cwsghaim.com, and find out more there. But equally, you're very welcome to just call the office as well, and our number's 01-878-0558. And you can just give us a call and find out, and find out about the classes, when they start, what do you have to wear, and what kind of style the classes are in, and who's teaching. We've got some fantastic teachers on board, and they're just completely dedicated, and they're great. So, and as well as contemporary, of course, we have ballet as well. Mm-hmm. So I know that some people after Christmas think, okay, they've seen the Nutcracker and they've seen Swan Lake, maybe I'll give it a go. And we have ballet beginners for adults. So if you've never done ballet before, you can, you know, give it a go. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it caters for convenient for people as well, because the class is in the evening, but of course you do afternoon classes for people who are over 50, which a lot of more people now, more active than they've ever been before in their lives, which is amazing. It's just great.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's fantastic to see the you know, the older generation coming out and dancing. And indeed, we have a regular class, or we have two classes going on for people aged 50 plus. But hey, if you're 49, I mean, I'm not going to turn you away. So. But it's in spirit, you know. Age is just a number, you know. But it gives you an idea.
Seventy's the new 50, and 50's the new 40, and all that sort of carry on.
Exactly, exactly. But if you do want something a little bit more relaxing and easy, then those classes are for you, and they are a terrific social occasion. We have a class on a Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Carmelite Centre, that's next to Whitefriars Church on Angel Street, and that's drop-in. Mm-hmm. And another one in Ballyfermot at the Ballyfermot Leisure Centre, and that's run with Dublin City Council Community Development Sector, and they support that class, and that's a fantastic, you know, local centre, and you can just drop in there and do the class, and that's open to anybody. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was just thinking there as you were talking as well about, Strictly Come Dancing had a resurgence in people being interested in dancing. Now, I know that's couples, and as I imagine some of the people, when I asked about preconceived ideas, they say, oh, well, you have to have someone with you, but you don't have anybody with you here at all, because it's all about doing it for yourself. If you want to get involved with groups, it's any pretty much the way you want it. It's not the way it is freestyle.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you don't have to come with a partner. You know, you can bring your friends if you want to, but, you know, it's not essential. And I think that makes it a lot easier for anybody to just come along. And in actual fact, you people meet their friends in the class, and they make friends. So it's, as I say, a lot of the classes there, so they're real social occasions, and you get, you know, the ballet group going out together afterwards, or the contemporary lot, you know, going for a drink. So you know, you do meet people, and it is a nice, enjoyable way to spend time and get out of the house. Anyway, so
that's one of the great things about it as well. And do people sort of come in to do one thing and maybe change their mind? As I said, some have an innate talent. Now, they might go in and say, well, I'll try the freestyle, or I'll try the contemporary, and then they say, Especially if they're anyway young and athletic, and they say, oh, I want to try the ballet. And men have always been reluctant. Do men come into the ballet class as well?
Now, how long have you got? Well, now, men, this is a special call out for you out there. Yeah. It's time for the men to get out there and dance. We do have men come into the classes. Not so much the ballet, I have to say, but they do get in there, and they do come into the Wednesday class. You know, people, the class for people aged 50 plus, and we do have a few men now. I can't say they're in the majority, but they are more than welcome.
Well,
dancing is not just for women.
I was just thinking, Philip, like, I've heard a lot of men talking over the past couple of years, and they're saying, I'd love to know how to dance. I don't always, every time I go to a wedding or a special occasion, look like the old drunken uncle at the wedding, so I want to learn how to do something. And that's why I thought there might have been an upsurge in more men going to the dances.
Well, I mean, you're welcome. There you are. Okay. There you are. What more can I say? You are very welcome yourself to drop in any time. Okay. You know where we are. So and then we'll go from there. So, seriously, it's sometimes it's a hard call, because, you know, it's always been the women who get out and do the dance and the exercise, and then I think, you know, if you've never done that kind of class or session, you know, you have to have a little bit of courage there to step in. But I think you just go, well, why not? Mm-hmm. Give it a go.
Yeah.
And certainly the class for people at the Carmelite Centre, I mean, I have, you know, there's 40 plus people coming along, so you can hide at the back, you know, and it's okay. And everybody is struggling with right and left foot, and which direction am I turning? And, you know, so it's fine, and that's part of the what these classes are about. They're not about training people to become professionals. They're very much about people keeping fit, getting out of the house and being sociable, you know, meeting people, and then being creative. And it's amazing, people have gone from just coming along and thinking they're going to do an exercise class for the next year, and then find themselves being in a show with us and creating new choreography.
But that's what I was talking about, the innate talent that people don't sometimes realise they have, and it comes to the fore in something like in your classes. So it's kushkeem.com, and the classes start on the 19th of January, but they run right through the year, so people should just look up your website.
And people can just call anytime. So.
Okay. And the number is 878-0558. I'll give out all those details before the show finishes as well, Philip. Great pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And keep dancing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Philippa Donnellan and Cuishkeem Dance Theatre. The number again is, if you're old-fashioned like myself, you just like using the phone and talking to people rather than looking up websites. But you get all the information on the website. Let me put you off that. But it's 878-0558. But look up cuishkeem.com.